And we're live.
This is it. Yeah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Good Fellows podcast.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
It definitely has.
Yeah. 100%
been a long time coming. This is our first episode, everyone. So welcome. Welcome. Thank you for listening.
This is called The Start. My name's Clark.
And I'm Sean. We're your hosts. We are two mid-30 blokes. We've grown up with each other.
Yeah.
We're the best friends.
Known Sean since birth, literally. I was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but I might as well. Known each other since birth. Got a lot to talk about.
100%. And we thought this would be, we want to relate to men in the world. We're going to be coming in weekly. We want to talk about beer.
Weekly episode.
Viral things. Everything. And anything, really.
Yeah. Men's advice for men as well. We feel like we can offer a lot to people, mental health as well, being a dad, we're both dads, we're both married, fitness, struggles, just all sorts.
Yeah.
For men,
literally everything.
A safe space for men. Everything.
Literally stuff we talk about.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
We just thought we'd put it out there and see if people wanted to listen, if people wanted to could relate to what we say.
100%.
Gaming's got to be up there as well. I think we've gamed our whole life.
Yeah, we're big gamers.
Avid gamers.
Really big, really. We love our gaming.
Yeah.
We love our TV shows, love our films.
Everything, really.
Or everything, yeah.
Most sports, MMA, boxing, golf, cricket, rugby, the lot.
So with the longest intro now done.
Yeah.
On any podcast, eventually.
Yeah.
We just thought we just wanted to kind of introduce ourselves a little bit, didn't we?
Lay it all out there.
Yeah. So if you want to follow us and follow our journey on this, because we see this as a long-term journey for us and that, you can find us on the Good Fellows podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's Good Fellows with 2 underscores and then podcast.
Yeah. Just make sure you look for where it says Clark and Sean.
Yes. Don't want to be specific. And then you want to give out the email as well. If you want to email us in.
For any inquiries, it is inquiriesgoodfellowspodcast@gmail.com. And on any videos, any social and that where you can see it, we'll put the links there.
Yep.
For audio, we'll spell it out for you at the end.
Yes, yeah. 100%. So with that, and the socials done, I suppose I'll talk a little bit about this episode, what we want to dive into. So I think we're going to go into, I think the football's a big part of my life and a big part of your life.
Yeah,
all that's in.
For sure.
So I think we'll go through the football results.
Yeah.
And talk about that.
My team are playing right now.
We can maybe get live updates on how they're getting on.
Yeah, I'm a Man United fan. First 26, 7 years of my life, it was glorious. The last 9 years, been pretty bad.
Yeah.
But you're a Newcastle fan.
Yeah, so we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And how I feel things have been going recently for us over the last couple of years. And then we're going to go into something which quite a unique thing of this podcast is, or not a unique thing, but something we're going to do every week is try and sample a different drink.
A beer.
So this is beer, whiskey. So I will present to you in a bit, the beer I brought along today for this episode.
That's ready.
And we'll see what you think. And then we'll delve into, we'll talk about the beer a little bit later on and how we think it is and take notes and stuff like that. And then I think we're going to dive into... Going to look at every week viral things. I've got some viral things I want
to react to.
You might have seen.
I can't wait.
Into some other bits and stuff.
Some love. Things that are in the news as well, reactions to that.
Yeah.
And then just popular things that people, like I said, we react to. Just go from there and just have our opinion on things, really.
Yeah.
And just go from there.
So.
And it will sound a lot more professional, but also more fluid as we go on. Yeah,
this is obviously episode one, the start.
We're a bit nervous, all right?
Give us a break.
Give us a break.
All right, with that said, though, I will present to you the beer.
Oh, yes.
So, land far away.
Oh.
This is a bottle of Quilmes.
Quilmes.
Yes, Quilmes. I had a
Mexican group
trying to say it.
Yeah.
Argentinian.
Oh, so I
had to Google it to see how you had to spell it. It's called Quilmes.
Quilmes.
So we'll open them up.
Yeah.
I'll let you have a first look at it and stuff and that. And then later on in the episode, I will give you a few facts about it, explain where it's come from, how it's brewed, and then we'll see how we're getting on with the beer.
Well, I've never tried an Argentinian beer.
Time for everything.
It looks nice.
Same to me. This is new for me as well. So.
Quilmes Clásica.
Let me open up your bottle.
Oh, yeah. By the microphone for.
What's your version of in terms of like.
Looks nice.
And your bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, cool little logo. It's got a sort of a tractor and a wheat field. Obviously, getting the barley and that. I'm going to. Smells crisp. I'm going to pour it.
I don't think it says. It must do somewhere. I don't know what percent alcohol this is as well.
It's at the bottom.
4.9.
4.9. Okay. Yeah,
pretty strong.
Color wise, for you who can't see, obviously, or just listening, it's a nice golden color.
Yeah, it's a nice light golden, isn't it?
Nice head to it. It has a hoppy aroma.
Let's go for our first sip.
Cheers. So the first episode. Thanks for listening and we're watching.
Oh, wow. That's lovely.
Yeah, that's lush.
That is, yeah. That is
very crisp. It's very, very smooth as well for a beer, that is.
Yeah, very nice. Surprising, actually. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, really, but I think we'll...
Trying to think like a beer you could compare it to. I feel like Spanish beers, they're heavy, but that feels like a nice light, even though it's 4.9.
Yeah.
Feels like a real nice beer.
No, I agree. Well, like I said, we'll see how it might develop its taste as we go along.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you what it's meant to be about, what the brewery said it's meant to taste like and look like.
Do they say it's like a beer at all? No. Oh, because I'm gonna guess then. I'm going to say that they would say it is like a Peroni.
Like a Peroni. Okay, I get that. I get the taste of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like, a bit like, it's nicer than Peroni.
Yeah.
I think.
Very good, isn't it? Okay. Well, I'll let you know later as we get into it.
Yeah, it's nicer. I feel like I can have a few of them.
100%.
Yeah.
It's a very nice session there. Like, gonna get.
Nice. Good start. Good first choice. Imagine if this was our first episode and we had that and I just went,
Yeah. If you did not like that, that would have insulted me. Deeply, yeah. I would have
just stopped recording.
I would have left the podcast.
I would have stopped recording, but still published the episode. So it would have gone.
I'm just wondering if there's actually how many beers we can get through in this podcast. Not today's episode, but in general, all other episodes.
Well,
are we actually going to go through?
Imagine.
Until we get to a point of we've done them all.
Wow. It'd be great to get a giant, like, tick list chart. Excuse me.
Like that. Maybe we could get a little board.
Yeah,
there,
get a board up
like this.
I mean, say...
And say we've done that, write it down and tick it. And then go
would you like to do country? Or there's a few good beers that are from the same country.
Yeah.
So do the beer.
Good beer.
Rather than the country.
Yeah, 100%. Oh. Right. So, first thing I want to talk about. I don't really want to talk about it this week. Football, though.
Yeah.
So, I dive in. Yeah, I am a Newcastle fan. I've been a Newcastle fan pretty much all my life since I was about 5 when I first saw them beat Derby 2-0 at St. James's Park.
Yeah.
Which was a very good game with the old Alan
Shearer.
But yesterday, again, we just weren't good enough.
Yeah.
We showed too much respect to a Man City team who've been struggling.
Really struggling.
And I know they took the lead against Real Madrid in a week.
Yeah.
And then they ended up
bowling
on that one.
And they've showed that almost the whole season, they can be got, that you can get at them.
Yeah.
I was just so surprised how you played.
And that's not like us, because, you know, when we beat Arsenal in the Carabao Cup.
The way you've been playing with Weiser.
Pressing them, and we forced them into mistakes and everything, and we just went there yesterday a little bit different. And I don't know, this is completely different. 2 years ago, when we got to the Carabao Cup final against yourselves, leading up to that, as soon as we beat, I think it was Southampton or something in the semi to get through, as soon as we beat them, we went on we didn't win many games up to the final, and it was playing on the player's mind. There was a lot of publicity. We had the Amazon Prime thing all going on there, the videos and stuff and that. And it was like, and it showed. And we did turn up at the match.
Yeah.
And we lost to you fair and square.
Yeah.
Then after that, we beat you.
Yeah.
Come to our joint, you come to St. James's Park 2-0, we beat that and stuff. And I don't know if now we've beaten Arsenal in the final, some players, potentially, I'm not saying they are, had that same kind of feeling again. Like, they might not want to put 110% into all these Premier League games. And I saw Eddie Howe came out.
It's baffling now. You're close to Champions League.
Yeah, we got battled for it. And Eddie Howe came out. I think he's kind of said something similar on those lines. And it's like, the players are thinking like that, then they need to kind of basically stop, because we've got Premier League as well. Like, as much as you want to be in the final, you're going to get injured for it, potentially. Yeah. I'm not saying the players are, but it just yesterday just felt a bit off, because last week we had a very tough game against Birmingham in the Europa Cup, which we managed to win 3-2.
Yeah.
But then before that, we lost 2-1 to Fulham in the Premier
League. Yeah, I know. Well, they've got to see Fulham were home.
Especially after our 9 win streak.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not 9 win streak, but 9 games. We won all these games and stuff and that.
Well, I know. I had for specifically a lot of that streak, I had Isaac in my fantasy football. And, amazing,
yeah.
But I do think, like, if Eddie Howe is saying that, then obviously there has to be a sign of that, because he's there. He can see it.
Yeah. But then I suppose the other thing is, it's not just, I mean, we played poor yesterday. We didn't play good. But then Man City played well. Like, Omar Marmoush. Another Egyptian in the Premier League.
I know.
He scored a hat-trick.
I know.
I mean, he's been banging the goals in all season at Eintracht. It's Eintracht, friend.
Eintracht, yeah. But also, they were gonna turn the corner. Excuse me, that beer is delicious. Eventually, they were going to turn the corner.
Yeah.
And you happened to be the team that they turned the corner.
Yeah, I mean, they got Real Madrid to line up now again this week, haven't they? You know,
I can't see them going through, because Madrid are home.
Yes, Madrid are home, yeah. Yeah.
I'd be very surprised. Madrid, they're just different.
Yeah, I think it'll be different. Like, with the fans behind them and stuff, we've been there. We know what it's like. It's a great atmosphere.
Oh, well, when we were there, saw Gareth Bell hat-trick, didn't we?
Yeah, it's Valencia or Villarreal?
It's Villarreal. Yellow kit. 4-1?
Some of that, yeah.
4-1 Bell, that was prime Bell. Got his hat-trick, didn't he? So that was for your stag.
I would say, arguably, an underrated player of Madrid. Not.
Yeah,
not
by the fans.
Maybe us, not us, but like...
By the fans. Oh.
By the fans. Like, you know, he done so many in the finals. One, you know, scored a lot of...
Liverpool, against Barcelona. That dribble, where he went from left back, and he did some Maicon against Inter.
Yeah.
Went one against there, and he got it in. He scored... He was clutch goals. I always think Drogba was like that. He always scored in the finals. But with Bale... Going back to what you're saying, like, I would say there was probably a 2-year period where he would have been the best player in the world if Messi and Ronaldo weren't there. He was that good. He was real close to Ronaldo for a bit.
He was. Yeah, I suppose he was always going to go against him when you've got the likes of Messi and Ronaldo scoring so many goals.
Yeah, and it's like Bale, I think he had like 45 plus goal and assist contributions in one season. And yet, Ronaldo still had 20 more than him.
Yeah,
they were freaks. They are freaks.
But yeah, so going back, I don't think Man City. I agree with you. I don't think Man City are going to turn around this week. I think they're going to, unfortunately, go out of the Champions League.
I think they'll go out, but I think they'll turn it around domestically.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, they've got the player.
I can't see anyone catching Liverpool, sadly.
No, well, they just won against 2-1 today, didn't they? So
they just win.
Been again.
They just win. I'm just seeing if there's any updates. They do. They just win. And fair play. Slot has slotted right in. Haven't they?
Hey, how long have you fought about that one?
Eh?
How long have you fought
about that? Just come to me.
Yeah.
That's, okay. Oh. Tottenham 1-0. Madison.
Fuck. That's not good for you. Both teams are struggling. Both of you are struggling.
Well, we've struggled for years. But like I say, I think all United fans, they have to judge him at the end of next season. He's come in a little bit. He's shown he can be good. Get the right signings. Get the driftwood out, which they've started to do. Get Gyökeres.
Gyökeres, isn't it?
Gyökeres.
I don't know. One of us is right.
Gyökeres. One of us butchered it. But yeah, get him in. Probably be the Man United effect there. All the great players come.
Gyökeres, I think. I think it's
Gyökeres.
Gyökeres, yeah. Sorry.
All of them come. Only Zlatan and Ronaldo came back and did well.
Yeah.
And a little bit Cavani. I was gutted we didn't get him for longer.
You can see you've got a system, Ernie. You've got a system he wants to play. And a bit like Ange Tottenham, they want to play a certain way and they're not going to change. And
I like
respect to them.
I like
that. But they need the right players to fit the system and the mould that they need.
But I think that's better, because eventually you are going to get, if you're like, oh no, he doesn't fit, he will. Eventually, it's going to get to that point where it's better. Whereas you do what, that's manager. Freeman.
Ten Hag.
Honestly.
Ten Hag, yeah.
Ten Hag, he had a system which worked brilliant at Ajax. He started it at the start, and we at one point, we were on like a 15 unbeaten streak. Lost. And then the season after, he started chopping and changing. He should have just stuck with what made him good.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Well, yes, I have to see how things come, and maybe, you know, they might be able to come back into it today.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. The updates will be here, but Tottenham, you know, if I feel like if they get a goal, sometimes they can just run away with it. Excuse me.
That's right. So, talk about Newcastle briefly-ish and how poor real estate. We know Man United's going on. So, let's go through the other results yesterday quickly and see if there's any shocks we think or we felt the result was right.
Sure.
You want to start? Our thoughts. Yeah, so
top to bottom.
Top
to
bottom. So, first early kickoff yesterday was obviously Leicester home to Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, Arsenal, Kai Havertz is out for the rest of the season.
I know. What, he done his hamstring?
Some of that, yeah. And Jesus is obviously not around. He's about injured as well. So, you haven't got a recognised striker.
Yeah.
But,
well,
a next Newcastle player.
Yeah.
He played Newcastle briefly.
Marino.
Mikel Marino.
Yeah.
With two goals yesterday.
Yeah.
There's some good goals as well there. So,
yeah.
It did.
I expected them to win.
I thought we would have put a bit of pressure on Liverpool today, but then Liverpool's kind of expected to win. So.
You're not going to get points.
So it's still, I think, a 7-point gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, with both teams winning. And they're all level on games now because obviously Liverpool had that 2-2 draw with Everton in a week. Which,
well, yeah,
saw that and the highlights was
honestly, great game. Yeah, but Everton and Moyes, it's like a match made in heaven.
Yes,
honestly,
we can skip to that now. I mean, they won again yesterday.
Yeah,
2-1 away at Palace.
He just knows he's perfect for the club. He knows how to get them going. They're going to stay up. They're just going higher and higher.
I think I saw a stat yesterday. It was like better for them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
something like 45 games under Sean Dyche, 4 goals. And he scored something like 5 and 6 now.
Yeah.
4 and 5 under Moyes. And it's like he's completely changed the player. The system. I don't know if he's changed the system much. I haven't really watched it, like how they set up. Or he's got a belief in the players now.
It's a belief.
Winning the ball back or something.
It's a belief. It's a bit of the new manager high, which a lot of teams get. But also Moyes, just something about that club and Moyes. He just knows what to do.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going down.
No. Well, I think they're up to now. I think.
16th?
Up to 14th now.
They're going to overtake us in a minute.
They are back in a moment.
Oh, wow, that's see.
It depends on how you get on today.
Expert analysis here.
So,
yeah, no, fair play to them. Palace home, I think they're quite strong usually, so that's a good result for them.
Yeah, it is a very good result. So, next game, there's Villa Ipswich, which finished 1-1. And Ipswich down to 10 men.
Yeah.
For quite a majority, of that game. So he got sent off in the 40th minute.
Yeah. Did they have the lead?
No.
Ipswich had the lead.
It was just scored first. Liam Delap again.
Crikey.
So he obviously came from Man City.
Yeah.
He's going to Ipswich.
Yeah. And doing well.
Goals.
Good, he's great. Yeah.
And then Ollie Watkins.
Wow.
Equalised again.
Yeah.
He does quite often, I suppose, with Delap. Quite a lot.
He scores a lot of clutch goals. Last season, he was phenomenal. Should have probably played more in the Euros.
Yeah.
He should have. But yeah.
But equally, Villa, Ben, do you think about, they picked up Rashford from yourselves. They've got Marco Asensio now.
I know.
Ollie Watkins. Leon Bailey.
Yeah.
Morgan Rogers.
Yeah.
Jacob Ramsey.
Yeah.
Tielemans.
Yeah.
Has like a, I don't know if you want to call that, front attacking six.
Yeah.
Or the interchange.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's quite.
You wouldn't expect the goals to come.
Even after selling John Duran for 70 million, they did, didn't they?
But it clearly shows they don't need him. As long, I think Rashford, and I was glad he moved on at United, he needed to. He lost the passion. But he'll go there. I reckon he'll do well. New club, United fans off his back.
Yeah.
I think he'll do well. He has the potential. He showed it a few seasons ago at United. He had 40 plus goal contributions.
He looked
amazing.
You look good, to be fair. When I watch it, they'll play every week.
Yeah.
When he came on.
Yeah.
He obviously, like I said, he didn't go with Amorim. Yeah. Amorim said.
Yeah. Which was true. Ten Hag said it as well.
Different push him out. And now he's like, maybe go under Villa. We'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
So, the next couple of ones we've got Fulham. They want to go to Forest.
Yeah.
Forest, who've been a surprise
this
season. Most people are going to agree with that. And they're going to say that. They've been brilliant. But yeah, 2-1 Fulham. I mean, they beat us 2-1 every week.
They're ninth, aren't they? Eighth or ninth?
I believe so. They are up to eighth.
Yeah, exactly. So they're doing well at home. I don't think they've lost many.
No. So, yeah, it's a good result. Two good teams there. Then, unfortunately, obviously, Southampton lost again. 3-1 at home to Bournemouth.
Well, Bournemouth, they're...
good side.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Really?
The way they... I said that the other week. When they played us, and they're down to T, if you compress Newcastle, right in the picture, we struggle to play out of the back.
Yeah.
Whereas we're quite good at the press ourselves.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work. And they perhaps does amazingly. And they've done it again. Was it against Liverpool? They had a good game after that. I'm trying to remember now. I could be wrong on that. Forest, sorry. The one before Liverpool was Forest. The exact same. They beat Forest 5-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah.
It was never a surprise result again.
Yeah.
And then obviously they lost to Liverpool, but like I said, Liverpool beating everyone.
Yeah.
But then they beat Everton 2-0 away from home, and then they've just beat Southampton again 3-1.
Yeah, I know. They're doing well. So up to fifth, are they? Sixth?
Still a bit of form. And they are up to fifth.
Fifth? See?
So, yeah. So they're doing well. And then the only other last one from yesterday was Brentford winning 1-0 away at West Ham.
Yeah. Which West Ham at the moment, they're getting close to relegation battle, if not all, they're there, are they?
Well, arguably, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, they brought in Potter.
Yeah.
Hasn't really changed things very much.
No. I was never convinced. And, you know, when people started saying about the England job of him, I just thought, needs to prove himself, and West Ham is a good place to do something. But
yeah,
Moyes did well at West Ham, right?
Yeah, it was a good opportunity there. Yeah. I mean, who was it? Lopetegui. Just didn't get on well there. You know, I mean, ex-Spain manager, isn't
he? Yeah.
And, did work there. And obviously, Potter's not currently working at the moment.
They're going to have to change something up because they've got something like Bowen last season was firing.
And they're not, you know, I don't know if they booked many people or got anyone in January. I know, obviously, everyone's struggling with PSR and everything like that. So I just don't know how they're going to turn around what they've got. Some of them will change.
I know.
So, I suppose that kind of gets me into thinking about how's your fantasy football looking this week? Because I know mine looking too great. I mean, if I bring it up now, what's that? My night score?
No.
Oh.
But I got 61 points this week.
So I got 63 as well now. So, I got some good points there. I brought in a couple of players. I brought in Mateta this week. He got 7 points because I thought they'd be sent back Palace.
Yeah.
And then, the rest of my players I normally have, I'm up to 63 points. So,
oh, that's good.
I'll take that.
I got 61 points. I, for everyone listening or watching, last year, I finished dead last, did I? I think I was dead last in our fantasy league. It's got 11 players.
Yeah.
And I was a bit frustrated because I was like, I've got a decent football knowledge, and then there's a couple of people who have never watched football in their lives, and they bloody was clutching it week after week, weren't they?
Unbelievable. But some were saying they were not a former cheating, but they were following sips. We all like to follow tips. Our rule has been just sick of ourselves. And
watch the games, that's fine. But a couple of people, snakes in the grass, watching videos of experts who play fantasy like their whole life, make a career off it, and just watching those videos.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was 10th 2 weeks ago. I'm up to 7th now, and I might potentially be in 6th. I'm starting to get up there. It's too little too late to think about winning.
I'm quite happy in my position. I'm 3rd at the moment. I've had a consistent, I don't know, last 10, 15 weeks, I've had a good consistency and up there. So, yeah, we'll see how things pan out at the end of the season. I don't think I'm going to make many changes this week.
No.
We've got a free transfer. I'll use that. I've got my assistant manager still in play, which is Slot.
Me too. Mine's Moyes. And it has been doing me wonders.
I didn't really think, when I look at the team, I don't think there's many changes they're going to make there. I mean,
I've got 3 Liverpool players and they're playing Man City away. It's going to be a good game.
No fancy Liverpool there, though.
Oh, I just don't know. I feel like City might have turned the corner. Not to win or anything.
It's always going to be a good game.
Not to win the league. But
no, I know what you mean.
I need Wissan and Wemo to step it up a bit. I've got Ice Axe to put back in. You've got Nottingham Forest. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Because they do go at you. They get at you, don't they, Forest? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're away to Liverpool the week after, so we need to get some results. And then we're going to get close to, you're getting close to Carabao Cup then.
Yeah.
We are. Liverpool again. So we go way up in the league and we lose heavily, potentially.
Yeah.
I don't want to back one or two, but obviously, and then you think the mind game's playing again in the final. It could be completely different. It's 50-50.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 50,000 Geordies, 50,000 Liverpool fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be, the atmosphere would be amazing. Arguably two of the best groups of fans.
The way we played against Arsenal and all the other teams that we've pressed with the Isak and Fortnite, if we can do that, I hope, for the first time in 50, 60 years, trophy.
Well, you've got to think that if the players are going to think it's a final, they've got to be up for it. You've got to be like, come on, we can do this. We can.
Yeah.
And it's on the day. It's on the day. I'd be surprised if you won, but you never know. You've got to say, I finished that beer a little while.
Well,
and I
funny you said.
Delectalonious.
So now we've pretty much finished with the football for this week. And we'll discuss that in detail. It does take me to the point about the beer.
Let's talk about the beer.
So, I've still got some left. You finished yours. I'll give you the bottle again. Have a look.
Yeah. Quilmes. Classic.
Quilmes. Yeah. So, some facts on Quilmes for you. Very short and sweet. It was founded in 1890.
Okay.
By a German migrant.
Oh!
Otto Bemberg was the guy.
Right. So, Germans at some point with tourists.
Saying about your taste and stuff and that.
Yeah.
I know you said Peroni.
But, it just feels, German beers do feel crisp.
So it was named after the city in Buenos Aires.
Okay.
And it's chosen where it was because of the water quality and how close it was to a train station.
Interested.
So I suppose...
Get off the train after
or maybe transportation.
Yeah.
Freight trains and stuff. Maybe getting up and down the country and distribution. I would think.
It's actually really nice, I got to say.
Because, well, I'll tell you why it's really nice. It is Argentina's favorite beer.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
And
I'm surprised I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and they've once sponsored the Argentina football team as well.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what year, but yeah, they have as well. So that was just a couple of facts I got off.
Well, I'll certainly be having more of that with you because that is delicious. And now that you've said German, do you know, I didn't want to go German, but I can see it straight away. Because I just felt like Spanish beers, I feel like they're heavy apart from Alhambra, which is delectalonious.
Yeah. Very nice word there.
Yeah.
No, Alhambra's a great.
It's probably it's up there. Yeah, that's lovely.
Very good.
Lovely. Yeah, German. How funny.
I'm glad I was allowed to bring some South American beer to you then.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Such a fly in the way for that.
Yeah. Where'd you find it? Amazon?
Yeah. So, like I said, you can buy beer from anywhere, but I find a brilliant website called Beers of Europe.
Oh, okay. Beers of Europe.
Beers of Europe.
Or South America.
Yeah. But they, you know, they do a lot of, you get beers from all over the world.
Of course. It's like the whiskey exchange. They say it's like a lot of scotch, but it's everywhere. Japanese whiskey. Oh.
Yeah.
Me and Sean are...
big whiskey fans.
Big whiskey fans. Also, if you hear me refer to Sean as Tin, that is because I've called
him... my lifelong nickname.
Yeah, Tin. So I'll probably call him Tin.
Generally, because
more than a quiff. You had a quiff.
Then my hair.
And it was pure, like.
And that's just stuck.
You can't see me if you're just listening, but the quiff was just to the right, and it was pure Tintin. I used to, whenever I see him, I'd be like, where's Snowy?
Yeah. My little dog. Yeah, no, it's stuck ever since, hasn't it? So.
Yeah. You've made gamer tag after gamer tag about Tin, and one day I'll probably get a Tintin tattoo. Should.
Wash your space.
Yeah, I got Orca. Know. Well, my gamer tag is Orca, for those of you who can see. See, I've got an Orca tattoo there.
And to be fair, just for the people listening, that's come from a long...
Origin story.
Origin story, lifelong of, well...
Yeah.
Like Norris, but animals.
Like it, Orca.
Really big into, like,
animals. Love animals. Orca is my favourite animal. So that's why I chose a gamer tag. Also, I was semi-professional, I guess you could say, at Halo 2. The video game, and the two best players on there were the Ogre twins. They were called Ogre 1, Ogre 2. So obviously you couldn't take that, and I loved Orcas, so I thought it'd be called Orca 1, and my friend at the time was called Orca 2, and that has stuck to this day. Because we still game To this day.
We do.
Maybe even tonight, you never know.
It varies.
Still a squad of us, isn't there?
There is. Yeah, we do. We do love a bit of game, but I generally actually makes me chuckle. Talking about Orca, oh well.
Yeah.
I was going to lead into some viral things, all right, this week.
All right.
So I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
Okay, but it's a bit of a theme here. South American beer, Quilmes, and then a South American video.
Yeah.
So there's a kayaker got swallowed up by a humpback whale. Have you seen that?
No.
Have you not seen
no.
it?
No.
Oh, honestly, put it up on YouTube now. Have a look at it. We'll have a look at it together. It's insane. It just comes up.
Kayaker survives being swallowed by a whale in Chile.
Yeah. So you talk about orcas being killer whales and stuff.
Yeah.
You think they might attack one, but this is a humpback
whale. A humpback whale.
Yeah.
Oh, they're massive.
It's the same.
Whoa.
You see what I mean? I don't need this.
Oh. Oh. Pop back up.
Back up.
For those of you who are only listening, guys, he's on the tiniest little kayak. A whale has just come, just gone, whoa, engulfed him. And then the whale must.
Because I think they're used to it often. It's all about humpback whales, but I think what it is a piece of. They know that obviously the whales are probably coming up for like krill.
Yeah, of course.
Things like that. And obviously, I don't know if they've assumed him or not, but because I suppose felt different in the whale's mouth. They obviously, it's just instantly sped back up. But they spoke to him afterwards and he said something like, oh, Phil was like the slime.
Cool.
Like, imagine me. For those brief couple of seconds,
he must be
panicking.
Yeah, crikey, he must. But to live and tell the tale, like swallowed by a whale and you're back out. He just popped back up there, didn't he? Out of the water.
It's insane, yes.
See, you're just going around, the waves a bit, then like that, and it's just pitch black, yeah.
Pitch black, pitch black. Moment, and then bang, you're
going out,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I saw that, I was like, cool.
Oh, fair pretty well. At least he was all right. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I like that, the comment there. He didn't like the chili flavor.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Fair so, yeah. Okay, so that was one of the valuable things I want to talk about. A couple more of them said, and if you've seen them, you may have met up, but we can...
Well, let's see what you got.
So obviously, big thing last week, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
I stayed up for it.
Did you?
I did stay up for it in the end.
Okay.
Watched the whole thing.
Okay.
To my sins, because I suffered from this day.
Yeah.
But I did stay up and watch it. I thought, I said, look, don't really understand the rules fully, I suppose, but when it comes to Super Bowl, I do understand, and I thoroughly enjoyed the game. The game was really, really good game.
Really?
You get a lot
of people who say, oh, it's 4 hours long and there's like 10 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
I think that's what's always put me on.
Yeah, you get that. And, you're looking at the, it's a stop-start, the attack versus defense and stuff. But you had it was the Chiefs against the Eagles. Okay, so Chiefs were obviously...
Mahomes, is it?
Mahomes.
Yeah.
First ever three on a trot.
Wow.
It's never been done before.
Three-peat.
And they were against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Eagles had, they had one of the best running backs,
Whatever?
Well...
Or players?
Currently.
Oh, currently. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, it was, like I said, forget me for, fight. Not in the rule, name, fine. Positions, but anyway.
Yeah.
Great game. They did... The biggest thing was Mahomes hasn't, or something like that, they haven't been intercepted for a very long time.
Like, oh, really?
Back to throw in.
Perfect pass.
Find someone on there.
Yeah.
They did a couple of early interceptions, turned over play.
Oh.
They got in there.
Got in his head, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I think early on.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
But the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard about it. Have you seen
Kendrick? Yeah.
Like, people have rated it and voted it and how they think it lines up with other halftime shows. I think it was great. Yeah. Just not just because I'm a fan of Kendrick, but I thought it was.
I love Kendrick.
But obviously...
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Yes, so this is Kendrick Lamar for everyone. Obviously, if you didn't see it or not see it, he did the halftime show this year.
Yeah.
And obviously, he did a great set, I thought. And obviously, there was obviously a big talking point, and I don't know if you've seen it, about him or not doing his song Not Like Us.
The drink disc.
The drink.
Yeah, he did it, right?
He did it.
Yeah, so he should have.
The way they played it, I thought was brilliant. They started off with the kind of introducing the track.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, are you going to do it or not?
Yeah.
It didn't do it.
So he was making it seem like he wasn't going to?
Yeah. Like teasing it.
He's clever now, like Eminem.
He's really teasing it and the stuff from that. And then, yeah, he did it at the end.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
His biggest thing is like, when he was doing it, I don't know if you've seen it, basically, it starts off when he does it, and he's got like four women behind him doing his dance and stuff from that. And just like a little whoop.
Yeah.
To the beat. It's like a very simple walk, but if you look at a moment on TikTok and everything like that, it's gone viral. Everyone is replicating it.
See if we can find
it. Have a look.
So if I put...
It's very simple, but everyone has been doing it.
Not like a crip walk or anything like that, is that it?
Yeah, so you watch the Halfman show, put on, just watch. It's about...
Yeah, I go to the...
Right near the end.
2 seconds.
That's right.
Pick this one, yeah.
That's quite
good. I'm letting you find it. Basically, we're looking for a clip that Tim's talking about.
So I'll get it on my phone for you. Yeah, that's probably the easiest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a little beef, didn't they? But me and you, we have grown up with rap and Eminem. We love it, even though we're two British guys, but we've seen Eminem, we love rap.
Yeah. So this is how it starts.
Okay.
And then just this little walk there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't show the...
He's put his hand on his hip and he does...
Well, it's just like a snowball or anything, but it's gone viral. It's too viral. Everyone's...
What, copying it? Yeah, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing it in their videos on TikTok and stuff. And I've been doing it.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, it's the only way I walk now.
Oh. You just go... like, stop, start then?
It's kind of like a shuffle. Like a shuffle to the one left, shuffle to the right kind of thing.
I think you need to get up and do it. Yeah. I feel like to
do it. But no, so that obviously it wasn't start. It was all about was he going to do this to Drake?
So he should have.
Because there's obviously like
there was a
because of what the word he says in there, well, I won't say it, but the word of what he says to Drake.
Yeah.
And obviously the allegations he's put in there, kind of stuff, or how he's saying it.
Yeah.
True or not true, whatever. But yeah, obviously it's I quite like some. It's great. Like the whole beat and everything can
it's aggressive. It's like Drake never had a chance against Kendrick because it's been found out Drake has ghostwriters.
Yeah.
Like if you love Drake for his chill vibes and that, brilliant. Take Care album is one of the best albums I've listened to.
Yeah.
But he's got ghostwriters. Kendrick Lamar. Well, he's brilliant.
Yeah. 100%. And yeah, I just thought it was a good halftime show. It was great he did it. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson as well.
Did he?
Part of it.
Did he?
Dressed up as like in like an American kind of like hat and suit thing.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like an Uncle Sam
thing. Oh, right.
Yeah, kind of thing to him. So that is just great. And then he had Serena Williams doing some dancing as well. Like,
fair play.
So it was all good. I thought it was good anyway. And obviously it's a big talking point this week, but the dance had been gone viral.
Okay. That's why I feel like the Super Bowl is everyone's more interested in the halftime show.
Well, unless you're a fan of obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
he's still.
But wasn't it a couple of years ago? It was Dre, Snoop, Dr. Dre, Snoop, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. That was
like a spectacle and a half.
It was great.
Yeah. No, I don't. I've never really got into American football. I love NBA. I think I've been to a few NBA games, Orlando Magic, and that atmosphere, it's end-to-end, you're constant. I love NFL's great when they're playing. I just feel like it's about stop starting because we're used to rugby, where you just go in and go in. But yeah, it's fair play.
It's a big tackle, though. Wayne.
Oh,
I know they got the pad in and out.
But still,
tackles go on.
I know.
Rattle.
I've seen some of those compilation videos and they just get smashed.
It's like,
massive.
Like rugby, they're big, muscly.
Big blokes, and you got the padding on. I saw, it was like this, a rookie. He was just come out of college. He was 6'9".
Yep.
And he'd done a 40-yard dash in 4.9 seconds. And they're starting to say now, like, the offensive line, the big guys, they're as fast as, like, the running backs almost. That's ridiculous. It's defense, defense, defense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So what was the score in the end?
I think it was 40-22.
Oh,
Eagles.
So they really were.
Yeah, they were quite far ahead by almost like by the halftime, I think. And then the Chiefs got a few back, and then.
So Mahomes didn't do a three-peat.
No, he didn't.
Tom Brady's still the GOAT. I've seen that a bit viral. Like, oh, people were comparing that Mahomes to Tom Brady, but Aunt Brady got like 5 or 6 Super Bowl wins.
Similar, that is insane.
Yeah.
Also, part owner of Birmingham City Football Club.
Is he?
Yeah.
What, Tom Brady?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
100%, yeah.
Is he?
So he played us, he did like a video to the Birmingham players like before, and he's quite involved. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Really? It's
pretty insane, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that until last week when we played them.
What a club to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
random, isn't it?
Yeah, fair play.
So, sticking to viral themes, then.
I wish I had more beers.
The other thing I thought about is, have you seen about this asteroid in the news? They call it asteroid 2024.
Yeah.
YR4. Okay. So apparently it's got a 2.3% chance of hitting us in 2032.
Come on.
Something like 1 in 46 or something.
Kind
of thing. So worked out to be. I can't remember what the stat was now, but yeah. But they've had a lot of people talking about it, and they're saying that they actually might need to make contingency plans to potentially fire up some rockets to put it off course.
Yeah.
But I think this is like probably got to be one of the grossest things.
Well, crikey. Pretty hell. It's just back to what's the film?
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Literally that one. Armageddon.
Crikey.
Send out like a nuclear bomb to blow up into different pieces and stuff like that. Yeah,
but you got to think, if you like nuke something like that, the pieces that come off, imagine if they went into the, obviously they would have contingency to knock it off, but 2%, it's not much, but imagine in like 4 or 5 years, they're like, oh, it's gone up to 20%.
Ridiculous.
I'd be like, good Lord.
Just hope, yeah, I don't know where it's going to hit. They didn't even know where it would hit, if it did ever hit. But I can imagine that.
Well, look at the one, the dinosaurs. It hit a specific part of the earth and they're all gone. So you don't want anything to hit.
No.
Well, I remember seeing a video, like a little tiny, it was like a 5p coin, bit of asteroid, hit a woman. It like broke her leg. Yeah. Well, obviously it's come down from like...
Well, they said that if you took off a coin off a high building, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. Like if you drop even a penny, because of the way it just gets pulled down the driveway.
Like gravity, yeah. You're just...
It's just...
Probably be embedded in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like obviously... You'd like to think we've got the technology. If we got space stations out there, we'd be able to divert some.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's probably something that will never happen, but just never know. Hopefully in a few hundred years when we're all gone.
Yeah, we'll have to see it, won't we? I suppose then the other thing, another viral thing I saw this week.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Watched a lot of Mr. Beast videos.
Yeah.
I think he's great at what he does.
Yeah.
In terms of the videos he creates, but what he does in terms of he just giving to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just, you know, he wants to give him money. But this week, a bit different. He had 100 interrupted hours in the Pyramids of Giza.
Uninterrupted.
Otherwise, what I say, interrupted. Uninterrupted.
I can't get there for 100 hours.
Someone there calls you up. Uninterrupted hours in the Pyramid
of Giza. In the catacombs. So,
he had a couple of people with him. Like one of them, I think, was like a scientist or something. The main guy at kind of the Pyramids of Giza. There's everything about him.
Stuff.
And then he had some other people. So he went through, he was able to go into like chambers. Normal people.
Interesting that they would give him access, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Because have you seen a lot of his videos? People were saying they're staged and stuff like that now. Yeah. It's really come out that, because obviously he was seen as such a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming out lately that there's like a movement against him. A lot of it's fake and stuff like that. Yeah. I've seen the footage in there. One hand, I'd be very surprised if it was real, because why him after all this time?
Yeah.
No presidents or that we know of, I guess. But then he's got such an influence. I'd be surprised if it wasn't real.
Yeah.
I did see the footage in there. It looks legit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does 100%.
Yeah,
obviously, like you do it. You know, different chambers and stuff like that. But I've not been, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, I would.
Go see the pyramids and see the Sphinx and stuff like that. I think it's just see one of the, you know.
Well, one of the ancient wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Would be pretty impressive.
Yeah, it would. And to this day, like, how did they build them? See it on, like, Joe Rogan, where he's like, it's not like each block was like,
well,
10 tons or something?
Yeah, well, they say that. They say in that Mr. Beast thing, funny enough, you say that, is that he saw like a skull, like a skull or something, and that, like a body. And it's like all the workers, and they've said that the workers they found who've been buried there, or, you know, wherever they died, or back in the time and buried there, they've got, like on the bones, they can tell, like they've had strain of where they've been pulling something really heavy.
Really?
So they can tell from the bones. They're like, so, you know, you might have like 1,000 workers, like back then, slaves or whatever you want
to call them. They would have.
Pulling just these giant stones and stuff. You know, you've got the manpower. It's like, you know, you get horses carrying. You get that. So, yeah, so, and it they're proving the bones that it's caused from
constant strain.
So,
it would have definitely had the manpower. It's just so exact, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, fair play. Fair play. Like, the video looked really good.
Yeah. So,
from what I saw.
That was it. That was my viral things this week.
Okay. Nice. Nice. That whale one was.
That was a good one to lead off into, wasn't it? And that. So,
if you were, I got one for you then. If you could be in the ocean and you were a mile out from the sea, but there were sharks around you, would you prefer to be that, where you can see there's a chance you could get to land? Or would you rather be in a jungle where you couldn't climb any trees high enough with a lion? Pretty much, right. I think you're gone over way, aren't you?
What am I in the sea? Just in the sea? I'm not on anything?
No.
No kayak, no bit of driftwood.
No driftwood.
Floating.
Yeah, you could make the swim. You could make the swim, but it would be how you reacted. Because sharks don't always attack. But
That's what I mean. I think I fancy my chances with the sharks.
Yeah.
In the water, I think, over a lion.
Because I think if a lion sees you,
they're more instinctive.
If you were going to die, I would choose the lion. Because bite to the neck, boom, damn. Shark bites your leg off, you just bleed it out. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's always stuff I wanted, like, oh, who would win, a gorilla or a bear? Like, for me, people would say gorilla. No chance. Bear's massive, mate.
There's no, you're not winning against Andy and Mario, but together, against each other, I know. That's completely different, isn't it? But
yeah. Yeah, it was like Mike Tyson. Did you ever hear back in the day when he was in his prime? He was going to pay a zookeeper 10 or 20 grand to let him fight a silverback. To let him fight a silverback, mate. To go in there because he thought he would knock it out. But ripped his arms off.
That's ridiculous. I'm glad they said no.
Yeah, I know. Prime Tyson was a beast, but you probably wouldn't even be a chimp.
No.
Well, but yeah.
I remember that woman. She had
Got face ripped off.
Insane.
Awful. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine what that would have been like at all.
Well, I don't think we'd exist if we didn't have thumbs. That was a game changer for humans.
Mm.
Opposable thumbs create fire, and spears straight in the mammoth's neck. But yeah. Is there any update on United, Tim?
You let me know. We'll have a look at that.
Still 1-0 halftime.
Okay. So, next bit for me, bring up this week. TV shows and films.
Yeah.
So
something we have a passion for, so is everyone.
I probably don't watch as much. I don't.
Not nowadays.
If I get the old chance and I get into a real good series, I will, but it's not something I generally put time aside to. But I did finish Squid Games season 2 this week.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't watched season 2. Season 1 was amazing. Okay,
so I would say nothing. No. Well, no, I don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I won't talk about it. I won't say into details. So I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Well, compare it to season 1. Which
is still impactful.
Yeah.
But it leads you into more.
Okay.
Is what I can say.
Didn't it?
Yeah, so like, It's good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's good because you know the premise of it. He goes back in.
Okay.
He goes back into the game.
Yeah.
Say why or how, but goes back into the game. So obviously there's more games going on, and there's different people. And there's obviously newer like people he makes friends with or enemies with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I generally the show's massive anyway.
Yeah, it is. What's the most streamed Netflix show?
It's ridiculous. It is, yeah. It's ridiculous. And yeah, it's, I just thought it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. So I'm glad I finished that.
Because it's still got that beep, boop.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so addictive, that.
Yeah.
I remember after I watched the first one for ages, I would just go, like, my wife, Lydia, that's her name, she would be just in the bathroom or whatever, and I'd just go, and then she kept saying, she thought she was in the games, like, there, I'd done that.
Yeah.
But now it is good. Talking about shows, actually, Reacher comes out on the 20th, season 3. What a show that is.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman, brilliant. Show's brilliant. It's, Tom Cruise was a brilliant Reacher in how he acted.
Yep.
But Alan Rickman is Reacher in the books. Size, the mannerisms, just a beast.
I saw a clip this week of him and the Dutch Giant.
Yeah, I follow the Dutch Giant.
Have you seen that clip? And he does the Bavarian arm wrestle.
Oh, no. I've just seen him face to face.
I think it's from season 3.
Yeah. Must be.
And yeah, it was a clip. I saw it came up and stuff like this. Like,
sure, see it.
Yeah, you have a look at this clip. It's...
So what is it? In Reacher in the series?
I think so. I just saw the clip come up. It could be an old clip. I could be completely wrong, but... Yeah, you know, yeah, that's it. That clip there is brilliant. I mean, he's a beast.
Dutch Giant is 7'2" bodybuilder in real life. A Reacher's a big guy.
Yeah. So there's a clip from one of these series upcoming. Like that.
Oh. Bavarian arm wrestling.
Yeah.
I love an arm wrestle. God, look at the size.
Yeah, he's a good.
He's a good foot. Yeah, foot taller.
Huge, isn't he, compared to him?
Yeah.
But look at the arm, both of them.
Yeah, huge. Giant.
He's like, yeah.
So I mean, Reacher's pulling on his arm and it's going to hit him in the face. Got to.
I don't know the context of this for this upcoming series, but.
Oh, they're wrestling.
So yeah, it's a great little clip. I saw that. I thought
brilliant.
So
his fist, he was pulling his fist down, and the giant sat down. And obviously, people would have seen the viral clip of other people doing it. He let go, and his fist just went boom,
smashing it
straight.
Yeah, that's coming up from the new season. So I mean,
Reacher is such a good series in it. Really good.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
See you guys next week. You've watched any movies or any other series? I mean, I'm kind of almost finished Dave the Jackal now. Have you seen it?
Need to watch.
It's actually really good with Eddie Redmayne and that.
Yeah.
A few episodes left of that, so.
Yeah.
It's another great series.
Yeah.
But again, I won't spoil anything.
No, yeah, I need to start watching stuff so we can talk about it properly. No, haven't watched that. Don't watch a lot.
You watch something I didn't watch, and then Traitors, don't you?
Traitors, yeah. We just finished watching that. Really good. Like, we don't watch a lot of reality TV, but that's a really good concept. I'm sure a lot of people know about Traitors. It's in America, New Zealand, Australia, all over now. But it's just a load of people, two people randomly get picked as traitors. You not watched it at all?
No. I know all of it, but...
The concept.
But
it's really good, and then they've got obviously pretending to be faithful, and then they vote people out. It's just really good, because you'll get people on there, and they're like, I know you're not a traitor, like, I just know it, and then at the end, one of them is just like, I never would have guessed. It's just how good of an actor you are, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, really good. Yeah. Lately, it's just rewatching the stuff. Rewatched Central Intelligence last night.
Okay. That's always
fun. Rock and Kevin Hart are great. But no, nothing else. Nothing else. Okay. But Reacher is coming out on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, this week. So,
I'll be talking about that, that's for sure.
We'll catch up on that.
Yeah.
So really, that's kind of, I think, kind of gets us to the end of the episode, of this episode, really.
Yeah.
First episode. First
one in the bag.
Flown by. I think that is flown
by. What's that? Pretty much an hour?
Yeah, it's flown by. It's gone good. We've obviously...
I hope we've been entertaining for you all.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it. We've got things we want to talk about weekly, but
yeah,
we're going to bring a lot more as we progress the podcast. As we become more confident and improve at this as well, because, you know, we're not always going to be perfect from the start. And
we will fine-tune things. And I imagine the episodes will get a little bit longer when we get into more things we want to talk about, which we will.
Yeah.
But really want to thank you all for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for the beer. I am absolutely going to get some more Quilmes.
Well, next episode, I'll have a different one for you.
Oh, can't wait.
So we'll see you on. But yeah, no, appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you.
And, see you on the next one.
Cheers.
Cheerio. Bye-bye.